Hello, and welcome to the AQA Psychology Revision Podcast, where we break down complex topics to help you secure those top marks. Today, we're diving into Paper 3 and tackling two crucial psychological therapies for schizophrenia, cognitive behavioral therapy and family therapy. By the end of this 10-minute session, you'll know the core techniques for AO1, the critical evaluation points for AO3, and the common pitfalls to avoid. These therapies are a cornerstone of the interactionist approach, and examiners love to see candidates discuss them with confidence. So grab a pen and let's get started. Right, let's start with CBT. What is it? At its heart, CBT for psychosis aims to help patients identify and challenge their irrational thoughts or delusions. It's not about telling them their beliefs are wrong, but helping them to question and reality test these beliefs. For top AO1 marks, you must describe the process. It begins with the therapist building a strong, trusting relationship with the patient. They then work together to understand the patient's symptoms. A key technique here is normalization. The therapist explains that hearing voices is something many people experience even without a diagnosis of schizophrenia. This reduces anxiety and helps the patient feel less isolated. Then we move to the core of the therapy, challenging those beliefs. A classic framework you should mention is the ABCDE model. Let's break it down. A is the activating event, like hearing a critical voice. B is the belief about that voice, for instance. The voice is a demon trying to hurt me. C is the emotional and behavioral consequence, intense fear and social withdrawal. The therapist then introduces D for disputation. They'll ask critical questions like, what evidence do you have that the voice is a demon? Or, could there be another explanation for the voice? This process is called reality testing. The goal is E, the effect. A new, less threatening belief like, the voice is just a symptom of my illness, not a real threat, which leads to reduced distress. Candidates who can clearly explain this ABCDE process are showing excellent specialist knowledge. Now, let's switch to family therapy. While CBT focuses on the individual, family therapy focuses on the family environment. Why? Because research has consistently shown that high levels of expressed emotion, or EE, within a family can increase the risk of relapse. High EE involves criticism, hostility, and emotional over-involvement from family members. So how does family therapy work? The primary goal is to reduce expressed emotion. For your AO1 description, you need to detail the strategies used. First, there's psychoeducation. The therapist educates the family about the causes, symptoms, and experience of schizophrenia. This helps them understand it's an illness, not a choice, which can reduce hostility. Second, the therapy focuses on improving communication and problem-solving skills within the family. They might learn to express concerns in a calmer, more constructive way. Finally, the therapist helps the family reduce patterns of criticism and over-involvement, setting reasonable expectations for the patient. The aim is to turn the home into a supportive, low-stress environment. A key study you must know for this is Farah et al., 2010. Their review found that family therapy significantly reduces relapse rates and improves medication compliance. It's a crucial piece of evidence. Okay, let's talk exam technique. For AO3 evaluation, you need to be balanced. A common mistake is to present these therapies as a cure. They are not. They are management strategies. For CBT, a great evaluation point is the Jauhar et al., 2014 meta-analysis. It found that while CBT has a statistically significant effect on symptoms, the effect size is small to moderate. This is a sophisticated point. It shows you understand the nuances of the evidence. Don't just say it works. Say it has a small but significant effect. Another common mistake is confusing CBT with other therapies. Remember, CBT is about challenging current irrational thoughts, not exploring childhood conflicts like psychoanalysis. For family therapy, a frequent error is failing to explicitly link the therapy's techniques to the reduction of expressed emotion. Make that link clear. For example, by providing psychoeducation, the family's understanding increases, which reduces the hostility component of high EE. For a top-level discussion, compare the therapies. CBT is patient-focused, requiring motivation and insight, which can be difficult during an acute psychotic episode. Family therapy, on the other hand, works by changing the patient's environment, which can be effective even if the patient lacks insight. However, it requires the whole family to be willing to engage, which isn't always possible. Also, consider the economic implications. Both therapies are initially more expensive than drugs, but by reducing relapse and hospitalization, they can save the NHS money in the long run. All right, time for a quick recall round. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer. Let's see what you've retained. 1. What does the D in the A, B, C, D, E model stand for? Disputation. 2. What is the primary goal of family therapy in the context of schizophrenia? To reduce levels of expressed emotion, EE. 3. Which key study found that CBT has a small but significant effect on symptoms? Jauhar et al., 2014. 4. What is the term for helping a patient see that hearing voices is a common experience? Normalization. 5. Name two components of high expressed emotion. Any two from criticism, hostility, or emotional over-involvement. Great work. So, to summarize, CBT helps patients manage schizophrenia by challenging their irrational beliefs through techniques like normalization and reality testing. Family therapy works by improving the home environment, specifically by reducing high expressed emotion, which lowers relapse rates. For your exam, be ready to describe these for AO1 and evaluate their effectiveness and appropriateness for AO3 using Jauhar and Farah as your key evidence. And always consider the interactionist approach. These therapies are often most effective when used alongside antipsychotic medication. That's all for today. Keep practicing and check out our other revision podcasts for more AQA psychology topics.